Chapter 1. Tyler Canlan moved slowly through the narrow corridor. He wanted to run, but the grinding pain in every muscle and joint kept him from doing so. He needed more. That was the only way to make the pain better. It was the only way to make the memory slow from tormenting him every waking second. There was only one way to get more, and it was beyond the door at the end of the hallway. Each movement sent a white-hot flash of pain searing through his nervous system and straight to his brain. Every pain came with a memory of the horrors of his childhood. He relived it with every moment, images of being left alone for days at a time without food, without water, and threatened with physical harm if he were to leave the condemned shack he lived in swirled in his mind. The threats had been backed up whenever he'd gotten hungry enough to dare to leave in search of food and was caught, which was often. He'd chosen to alleviate the pain in his stomach from hunger many times because at least the pain from the physical abuse was temporary. Hunger was constant. The images in his mind were so vivid at times, they convinced him he was actually back in that time in his life. That was what motivated him to make his way down the hallway now. Just like the hunger had been, the need to dampen the memories was more powerful than any fear of retribution that may come from disturbing the monster behind the door. Finally, he took his last agonizing step and reached the door. He barely had the strength to raise his arm and tap on the door. He hoped he could get his vocal cords to work when he needed them. Nothing happened, and he had to tap again. Still, there was no answer from the monster on the other side of the door. Finally, after reliving one particularly bad instance of being caught trying to feed himself, Tyler made his hand find the doorknob. It took every ounce of strength to turn the knob. Thankfully, the door swung open easily, and he found himself staring at the back of the monster. The dark, blood red of the beast's head hurt his eyes, and the faded, puke green of his body made Tyler's stomach churn, just as it had when he was young. He felt his jawbone scrape at the joint as he opened his mouth and got the words out that he needed to say.
"Please, more."
Instant, deep laughter from the beast met his request, who didn't bother to turn around. Tyler's vision grew worse by the moment, and he would do anything at that point to get rid of the torturous memories.
"Please, more."
The beast's laughter ceased instantly, and anger filled the air. Tyler instantly felt the fear of the moment before his childhood punishments. He stood, gathering his strength to ask again. Before he could do so, the beast slowly began to turn. Soon, he faced Tyler, but the monster's gaze remained focused down on the floor.
"So," the beast hissed, "you want more?" "Yes,"
Tyler whispered, averting his eyes. The monster's hiss turned to a scream.
"What makes you so special that you deserve more?"
"Nothing, nothing."
Fear made Tyler's voice stronger.
"I was too slow to get to my last dose."
"So you make that my problem? You feel disturbing me is the way to your relief?"
The monster continued screaming, moving closer with every word.
"I'm sorry,"
Tyler lied, knowing any sort of physical harm would be worth the memories being taken away.
"Sorry."
The beast was laughing at him again.
"Sorry. It's always I'm sorry. It's never I'm supremely stupid, which you are, by the way. Supremely stupid."
The beast moved closer still, which made Tyler's weak heart beat a little faster, increasing the pain in his chest.
"I am stupid,"
Tyler whimpered out. The monster inched closer until he was mere inches from Tyler. Tyler's heart picked up at an even faster pace. He was so close to what he needed. All that he needed to happen was for the beast to stop looking down, and Tyler would get his fix. It took everything in him, however, to stay standing against the horror he was reliving in his mind. He knew his salvation was close, but he was also mentally dodging blows to his body that were so real he could feel his bones cracking.
"I'm happy you can admit your faults, Tyler," the beast whispered.
Tyler sucked in the surrounding air, hoping to breathe in the monster's breath, but he was unsuccessful. The beast was keeping it from him. Tyler's knees got weak, and he had to put his arm against the door jamb to keep from falling. His shoulder popped and scraped as he moved it.
"I do," he begged. "I do admit my faults, and I'm sorry. The pain, it's too much. I want to serve you, but the pain is making it impossible."
"Too bad you didn't listen, Tyler," the beast roared, still not looking up. "How many times have I told you that you can't handle the power of being close to me?"
"Many times,"
Tyler answered, knowing his legs were about to give out on him.
"Please, though."
"All right,"
the beast replied quickly. Tyler felt a new energy, small but motivating, shooting through his dry joints and withered muscles at the monster's agreement to give him what he needed.
"Thank you."
Memory after memory coursed through Tyler's mind, nearly blinding him from seeing the beast slowly lift his head. Tyler pushed all the air out of his burning lungs, preparing to breathe deeply. The deep, sucking sound of the monster breathing in sent a wave of premature relief through his veins. The moment before the monster exhaled seemed to last forever. But finally, Tyler felt the hot, stinging breath on his face. He inhaled as fast and hard as he could get his body to do so, making sure to fill every pore of his lungs. The relief was immediate. The horror of Tyler's memories began to fade, and he could feel his muscles repairing themselves. Physical strength wrapped around the tissue of his body as his vision became clearer now that the memories were going away. The beast's head, elevated but still aimed downward, was right in front of his eyes, and the red color no longer hurt to look at. Gratitude flooded Tyler's mind. He held his breath, refusing to let any of the sweet vapor out until he absolutely had to. By the time Tyler finally had to exhale due to his body's demand for oxygen, he felt like a new human. The horror in his mind had all but faded, and he could stand without aid from the doorway again. Joy washed through every fiber of his being. Then he made his second mistake.
"I can't thank you enough," he said.
The beast's chuckle began as a slow rumble, growing loudly. Before he had the chance to move, two webbed hands with claws 3 inches long grabbed him by his arms. While Tyler did feel the beginnings of fear, he was still reveling in his initial relief and barely noticed, until he saw that the monster slowly began to lift his head, bringing his eyes closer to Tyler's.
"I would have thought by now you'd know better than to disturb me, Tyler,"
the beast whispered, his voice dripping with evil intent.
"But you were just too hungry and had to wander out."
The traumatic visions of his childhood returned to Tyler's mind briefly at the beast's words. He could push them away, however, now that he'd gotten what he came for. The monster was getting dangerously close to looking at him, though, and he knew he couldn't let that happen. Tyler turned his head to the side. In an instant, the clawed hands grabbed the side of his face and forcefully turned it back.
"It was just a makeup dose,"
Tyler pleaded, his fear growing as he averted his eyes as much as possible.
"You disturbed me, Tyler. I wouldn't have let you die. One missed dose wouldn't have killed you."
The beast laughed.
"But you chose to go looking for it."
It didn't take long for Tyler to accept that he was done for. Regardless of having his own physical strength back, he was no match for the power of the beast. Tyler knew that when the monster looked at him, he wouldn't be able to handle the transfer of power that would take place. He wasn't strong enough, mentally or physically, for that kind of gift. That knowledge gave Tyler a form of relief somehow, a split second before the beast's eyes met his.
"I'm sorry," Tyler whispered his last words.
Tyler quickly found out that he wasn't sorry at all, though. The moment he looked into the beast's eyes, terror crashed over him, but Tyler quickly saw something else, too. He was suddenly young again. He was sitting at a brightly polished kitchen table, surrounded by his family. They were laughing and eating pot roast with stewed potatoes. His sister was there. He'd forgotten he had a sister. Looking around, he felt his heart melt with joy as his mother and father gazed at him lovingly. He was warm. His clothes were clean, and his house smelled of pot roast and freshly washed floors. Tyler, in his bliss, did feel a flood of regret in the background of his mind. Had he known the truth, he would have disturbed the beast years ago. He wasn't left alone. He wasn't beaten or neglected. He had been loved and cared for and had people he loved surrounding him every day. His last emotion was hope. Tyler hoped that the lovely people in his memory, his parents and his sister, would finally get some closure to what they must have gone through all this time while he had been gone. He hoped the beast would dump his body somewhere he could be found. Then Tyler's heart stopped beating, and his brain activity slowed. The very last thing Tyler saw was his family. His very last hope was for their long, happy